The Slow Grey Fox Jumps Over the Lazy Package Tourists by Roger Warrad. Read by the author. This is an edited transcription of an MP3 audio diary kept by me between January and March 2008. When I did the 30-minute News in English for Canale 48 in Florence in the mid-70s and the late-70s, I never reported just what I gleaned from the BBC, although I firmly believed that to be my best source for objective news. The Daily American newspaper carried reams of Voice of America and NBC transcripts, and each of the RISE transmissions had all been accepted by whichever political party was in that particular driving seat, leading to often wildly differing versions from the Socialists, the Christian Democrats, and the Communists. I also ploughed through Le Monde and those essential oracles Gazzetto dello Sport, Corriere dello Sport, and Tutto Sport, which have nothing whatsoever in common with the UK's The Daily Sport. As a result, we sometimes had news far ahead of other local sources and led with a few minor Italian national scoops. Listening and assimilating. Listening and drawing opinions. Listening and forming prejudices. Only partially listening and reinforcing those prejudices. Listening to these seamen who have sailed into and out of dozens of countries and ports around the world, sometimes in peacetime, sometimes during war or revolution, sometimes immediately after a terrifying natural disaster, sometimes in the aftermath of a personal disaster, you realize that all generalizations are indeed lies, but that generalizations are the necessary means to help decrypt the minutiae of countless everyday happenings, some banal, others earth-shaking, leaving a baggage of prejudice that's permeable in only one direction, inflating the bladderwort until it's unsinkable. It's a survival kit. Monday, the 28th of January. We're on the same parallel as Ascension Island, but 1,000 miles to the east. In 1948, the most exciting event at Ascension was the diving. Not men in thick grey rubber and glass portholes on their helmets, but young children, probably older than me, but no taller. They climbed up the Winchester Castle and mimed and shouted unintelligibly what they intended to do. All the passengers had to do was throw money into the sea.